This is Paloma and Davey, and we're here at Cane's in San Diego with a couple of members of Stardeath and White Dwarfs.
Hello, I'm Dennis.
And I'm Matt.
So how have you spent your day so far?
We parked in a parking lot about two blocks from here, and we walked around, got some food, up and down the beach, up around the neighborhood, checking things out.
Pretty easy going day. It was a lot of fun.
And how's the tour been so far?
Well, we've been playing a bunch of big shows. That's been the most exciting part about it. But it's been good so far. We started in Seattle. I mean, this is the fourth show of the tour, so we really haven't been doing it for very long. And the band, we have the Band of Horses and the Decent Animal Guys are friends with each other. They know each other and stuff. So we're kind of the new guys on the tour. It's been going really good. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, they've been very accepting of us. We've had a lot of fun with them, and it's going really well.
How did you come up with the name of your band?
Well, I think, it started a band. We said, okay, we want to be in a band. We want to play shows. Let's play a show. We're a band. And we never really played shows or anything like that. And then a friend of ours who was in another band called us and said, hey, we're playing a show next month, and you guys are going to play with us. And we're like, cool. And we don't have a name, and they were getting the show kept getting closer and closer, and they're like, we need to make flyers, and you guys don't have a name yet. So we started, me and Casey, our bass player, went to the library and started looking through books, and we found a book on some kind of astrology book or something, and started flipping through, and the name of one of the chapters was Stardeath and White Dwarfs, and we thought, okay, well, that's weird enough. And that was it.
Awesome. So I understand you guys are working on a full-length record. How's that coming along, and when can we expect it, and what do you have in store for us?
Well, yeah, we've been working on it for a while. I guess we're probably about halfway through, so probably another few months at the very least. I don't know when we'll have it out. Hopefully within the next, half year or so.
It's a bunch of record label mumbo-jumbo that has to be dealt with between now and then, so...
But we're working on it, and I think it's somewhere in between, Gwen Stefani meets Black Sabbath, is what I would say. Somewhere right in there.
When did you have that magic moment, that moment that you knew you wanted to play music? Why do this at all?
I don't know. I started getting into music, I guess, when I was in high school and stuff, and started liking all different kinds of music. I started wanting to be able to play instruments, and I saw the Flaming Lips in 1999. I had been seeing the Flaming Lips a lot because I'm close with them, and I hadn't seen them in a long time. And they went through this big change where they went from to this experimental setting of a band, and I saw them after a long break, a couple years. I saw them in 1999 in Oklahoma City, and it was awesome, blew me away, and I liked seeing it. I liked the way it looked on stage, and I started wanting to put something together, and I went from there.
For me, I've been playing drums all my life growing up, through school and things like that, and I kind of came to a point where I was going to just have to decide whether I was going to take that path and be in marching band and things like that through college, and I just decided that I'd rather play rock and roll because it's a lot more fun, so just went that way instead.
But he's still looking for something that better suits him.
Not sure rock and roll.
Music is his thing yet.
We'll see.
In your eyes, I can see through your disguise, and all the games I've seen you play.
What do you love best about Oklahoma and the Oklahoma music scene?
Well, first of all, Oklahoma is a very cheap place to live for a band. To be able to have a place to practice and stuff, you have to have a big enough area to live in and to practice in. So it's cheap to live. You get, as far as just liking it, you get the best of all seasons and all that stuff. And the music scene is cool. There's the Starlight Mensa from Oklahoma, the Flaming Lips, Hinder, all great Oklahoma bands. So it's, it's good. It's just fun all around, Plus there's OU football. Gotta say that. Gotta put that out there.
Yeah, I agree. It's really challenging. You have to be at a certain level in Oklahoma to play shows. or there's another million other bands that are ready to take that spot from you. There's not a lot of places to play, so you have to be up to your game if you want to get shows and have people come out.
So what song is stuck in each of your heads today?
I was just listening to Pop in My Collar by 3-6 Mafia on the way over here. That's the one that's been in my head today.
Yeah, when we're on tour in our van, we end up listening to a lot of hip-hop, so that's pretty much what stays stuck in our heads.
It's
yeah.
good driving music.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it keeps you up.
Especially when he's looking
yeah.
at the beat.
Yeah. yeah.
So, 20 years from now, what would you see yourself doing?
Hopefully we're playing San Diego, at the big San Diego Arena. In about 20 years on a farewell
sports
tour.
Arena, yeah.
Sports arena, yeah.
No, it'll be the reunion tour.
Exactly, it'll be the reunion tour, yeah.
Where are you going to have a reunion
we'll
in 20 years?
We'll probably break up pretty soon.
Pretty soon.
So figure, we'll get it together somewhere down the line.
And then you just call it a hiatus, you know, and then you decide to go back.
Right. Yeah, yeah, artistic differences.
Right. Yeah. If you could fill a time capsule the size of a microwave, and I don't know why a microwave, that's just what I thought of, that would be opened in 200 years, with items that would represent the current state of music in the world and your life, what would you put in it?
I would put an iPod, something Macintosh, and some, you know, so I put an iPod, a laptop, and a joint in the microwave. I'd cook them all together and see what happened.
That sounds good, yeah.
I'll ask you two to make a choice. Ozzy Osbourne or Elvis?
Ozzy.
It depends, like, are you mean Ozzy Osbourne now, or just in general?
In general.
Ozzy Osbourne. Not to take anything away from Elvis, but Ozzy Osbourne.
What do you think of the upcoming Van Halen reunion tour?
Is it, who's singing?
David Lee Roth is going to be singing. What do you think about that?
I wish them the best of luck.
I hope they make a lot of money.
What's the meaning of life?
The meaning of life is enjoy it while it lasts.
Well put, well put.
You two, do you think there's a future in the keytar?
I think that's been answered already. How many bands do you see nowadays that are playing keytar that are cool, that you like?
Yeah, I don't see much future for the keytar.
If you could sit down and have a drink with any three musicians, living or dead, who would you pick?
Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees. Yeah. John Lennon. And Jack White.
Definitely Keith Moon, you know, gotta have Keith Moon there. How about Jimi Hendrix and Questlove from the Roots?
I have one last question for you guys. Are you going to ride the roller coaster with us?
If you'll pay.
Oh. Sure.
Good answer. All right, and this is so fitting because we're right by the ocean, will you please give us your very best pirate impressions?
Arr! That's my best.
Matey.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
That was weak, wasn't it? Yeah.
That was weak.
They could do a stronger one.
I just had to say awesome because it was the polite thing to say.